Welcome to the 28 Summers podcast. We are around the campfire at the Armchair Adventure Festival. We've got a really special guest with us now. We have the Banwell Scouts.
Hello.
How you doing, everyone?
Hello. I'm good.
So wait, hold on. So can we just introduce ourselves? So quickly say your name and then pass it down the line so we know who we've got.
I'm Megan.
I am Fionn.
I'm Ella.
I'm Izzy.
I'm Noah.
I'm Dan.
And I'm John.
And for those listening, John has not just got a really deep voice. John is, in fact, an adult. All right, so that's great. I'm not going to remember that, so just forgive me if I don't remember your name. So does anybody know what the 28 Summers podcast is? Has anybody looked at it yet? Okay, so really quickly, the 28 Summers podcast is a podcast that's all about living adventurously. So encouraging people to live an adventurous life and to not just kind of get into a routine life that is boring and mundane. One of the things as you grow up, you started to hear a lot of this already, is people being in jobs that they don't really love. They just fell into it because that was what they thought they had to do. And they really hate going to work. You know, they dread Monday. Probably the way you might feel about school, frankly. But, you know, they dread Monday and then they live for Friday and then they get to Sunday and they're already worried about Monday. And it's just no life to live. So the podcast is all about celebrating people that are living adventurously. So I was curious to know, to start with you guys, to just see, when you think of adventure and adventurers, what do you think of? What does that mean to you?
I like making fires and just exploring.
Living the life and trying to survive without modern things.
Nice, I like that.
I think it's just about not sticking to what everyone else is doing and just being slightly different, even if everyone else thinks it's slightly strange. If you care about what you're doing, then that's all that really matters.
I just think it's like having a bit of freedom and doing what you want.
I think it's like basically, yeah, just doing what you want and yeah, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Having a bit more time to roam around and explore different places in the world.
Yeah, a bit like you, Jay. I've had jobs where I've really, really not enjoyed it, and this is all about getting outside, meeting some amazing people. Festival this weekend, we've met some incredibly interesting people who have done some amazing things, and you think, well, actually, we can all do that, yeah. And we should probably do more of it.
Yeah, one of the things, I know you guys weren't all here when I did it, but I was on the main stage yesterday, and I was talking a little bit about, you know, when we think of adventurers, I think we typically think of people that have climbed Everest or, you know, gone and trekked a jungle or rode an ocean, and they are true adventurers and explorers. But there's like adventure all around us. And one of the things that, like you said, John, one of the things you see when you hear all of these people talk about these amazing, amazing adventures, they're just normal people. They're just like you, you know. They're just exactly like you, and they just made a decision one day to go and live more adventurously. So what are you all doing here? So you're obviously listening to some of the talks, and you can go in any order you want. You don't have to go in order every time. Whoever wants to speak can speak. But what are you doing? You're doing some demonstrations here?
Running some scout demonstrations, I think. At the moment, a dem building demonstration's going on. Soon we've got fire. There'll be knife skills. Last night we were listening to the music and, yeah, having fun.
So this afternoon is knife skills. And then the same's happening tomorrow, den building, fire building, and knife skills. And like Megan said, the music last night was great, and we all had a good time dancing and messing around, taking photos and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, like Megan Phil said about we're doing demonstrations to show people about just everything, and also just to see, you know, what, like, these types of festivals bring. Like, we've already tried kangaroo, like spicy kangaroo and wood pigeon.
How did it taste? Was it good?
It's an acquired taste. It's not quite good. Interesting. Yeah.
You're a vegetarian, so not so good for you.
But it's just like what other people can like bring to festivals like this.
What do you think in terms of, so what you do with the scouts, what do you think about school, is your school really good at doing this kind of stuff, or do you find that they don't like, because when I hear you talk about knife skills, I love that, because I, you know, want my kids to do those kind of things, and but they're not going to teach you knife skills at school anytime soon, are they? Do you wish they would though?
Yeah, so at school we had activities week, so one day we just did like activities on the field, so there was a bit of survival stuff, so there was den building, and then we had flint and steels as well.
Yeah.
But we've already done that before, but it was new to some people.
The man that was doing it was kind of just walking in front of everybody who was trying to light fires. And it wasn't very much. They already had all the things there, and they didn't really tell you what to do. They just kind of gave you it, and then
obviously, I haven't been in secondary for that long, so I've only just joined, but I do wish that they would do it a bit more often than, like, regularly, like, once every year or something like that, because it would make it really fun for other people who don't really get the time to do this sort of stuff out of school.
Yeah. How often do you guys do... Are you getting together as a scout group then?
Oh, we do it normally every week on a Friday. Right. But say it's like August or a holiday out of school, then we won't do scouts.
It's during term time. Yeah. What about your parents? Are they adventurous and active?
Yeah. Mine love it.
Do they?
Yeah. My mum runs marathons, and it's really annoying. So, in lockdown, one of my mum's friends died of breast cancer, and she decided to run a double marathon.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was...
Oh, wow. Well, did that inspire you? Did you like it?
It was weird seeing someone run around a lounge hundreds and thousands of times.
How long did it take her?
I wasn't there when she did the double marathon, but she did another marathon for another charity. But it took her from 6 in the morning to...
late. Wow, that's amazing.
She ran the Mendip Challenge and things like that.
So, a question for all of you. I'd love to know all of your answers to this one. If you could take a year off school and go and do any adventure in the world, what would you do?
I think I would just explore other countries, because I've been to France and I've been to America, but I've not been to other places. So I think I'd just go and explore other countries.
I would go and see rural areas and like explore the outdoors, because I'm not much of a city girl. I don't like crowds. No. So I'd like to go somewhere where it's peaceful and calm, and animals, because I like animals.
I think a type of adventure for me would be to teach other people survival skills. At the moment, I've really got into like listening to like Chris Ryan and the books he writes about like young cadets, and it's, even though it's not like a fact book, it's just fiction about like teenagers who are recruited by the SAS to like protect people. It still manages to teach you like some valuable skills just by like what you listen to. And I like teaching other people things like that, which are just useful every day, is like an adventure.
I'd quite like to go sailing, or maybe just like a short trip around the world.
I love to go sailing around the world, and I'd also love to go to India. I don't know why.
I would probably, as some of the others said, go to another country, but I would like to go to another country and see what it's like to live in the outdoors in another country, instead of just like staying in a hotel or something like that.
Like what sort of like challenges living outdoors in other places brings, because like here it's mainly kind of the weather, because it always rains, but then in other places it can be, you know, like in Australia loads of like poisonous animals, well, poisonous and venomous animals.
Yeah, I agree with Dan, the last one, that I'd like to survive and try new things.
I think just seeing someone else's culture would be inspiring, and just seeing how it's different to ours. So,
what do your friends who are not scouts think about what you do?
I don't think I've really told them. Well, no, I talk to them about it, and they say it sounds cool. And one of my friends is thinking about joining.
I talk about scouts quite a lot with my friends, and they always say, "Oh, it sounds really cool. Oh, I really want to join." And I've tried to persuade one of my friends to join, and she is now joining. So I'm really happy that she is now joining, because she likes outdoors, but she doesn't really do it because she doesn't have enough time and she doesn't have the place to do it. So I'm happy for her to come and join Scouts.
That's really nice.
Well, one of my friends is an army cadet, and I've taught like a couple of my friends about like fires and stuff. So they enjoy making fires now, but yeah.
I think my friends just like quite like the idea of doing something like every Friday night that's like outdoors and having fun.
I don't really know how my friends feel about it. They say it's cool, and yeah, I don't really know what else.
A lot of my friends, when I talk to them about it, they sometimes want to hear the stories after camp and what we've done. And one of my friends wants to join, but they can't because they live somewhere that's not that easy to get to the hut, like, really easily. Like, most of us use the main roads and all that, but some of my friends live on places like a farm and where the road is pretty bad there, with the amount of traffic coming in and out, because people were trying to get down those tiny roads to try and get to different farms. But yeah, they just like to hear the stories after camp.
I think the social side of Scouts is really good as well, because not everybody will do stuff outside of school and talk to other people. So I think it's good that we all get along and we all chat.
Yeah, but do you find also that maybe through Scouts you're spending time with people that you might not spend time with at school?
Yeah, I've definitely made better friends in Scouts than I would have at school, because I wouldn't particularly talk to the people that I talk to at Scouts. So I've definitely built more friendship and talked to more people, and it was great fun. This camp has been great fun because chatting to people and laughing.
Yeah, nice.
Well, lots of the people my age I went to primary school with, as we all kind of live in the same area, but like at school, because of the amount of like year nines there are, that it's easier to just have like other friends, because they are not people you go to Scouts with aren't necessarily like in your classes, so you're not going to hang out with them at school, and it's just nice to be able to have a time where you like can hang around with the people that you went to primary school with, because then it feels like old times and you can talk about like things that happened before. Yeah, like old jokes about like our teachers and things like that.
I think because you all have similar interests, because you all do Scouts, it's good because you can bond over that and you get the chance to do stuff you wouldn't do at school. So therefore you will make friends and you will talk.
Nice. How's John? Is he good fun? Or is he strict?
He's all right.
He's horrible, is he? Yeah, he looks like it. He looks really mean.
Yeah, there's quite a few good leaders, but you know.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's all right.
We'll keep him.
We have a couple other leaders. The ones that are on camp at the moment are Lou and Guy, who are up running the survival. Oh, and Lisa. They're out there running the survival things. Don't show Lisa that clip. And they're good fun because they let us have more freedom than in either like beavers and cubs and things. You get to spend more time on your own, do things like light fires because you're trusted with like knives, flint and steel, things like that.
And in cubs, they would never let you like out of their sight with a knife. And however, they trust us with it.
But do you think that trust is really important? Do you feel like you get that level of trust at school?
Not at school, I don't think so.
Because with the level of trust, it knows, you know, it makes you feel more responsible. So then you're more inclined to do like the right thing and to be trustworthy, because then you get to do things like this and like spend more time doing the things you want to do because people will trust you more.
Totally. Hey, I wanted to ask John a question if I could. John, I was curious, like, why do you do what you do? What do you get out of it?
Well, I'm sure you can see, Jay, this is why we do it. They're just amazing young people, incredible skills, incredible energy, enthusiasm. So we were on this camp has been in the planning for probably 18 months, and this last week with all the COVID lateral flow tests, we've had loads of positives, and then they've done a PCR test, come back negative. So this week, finally, we thought it's going to happen, and then all of the week it's been, is it happening, is it not happening, for the whole week, and the stress has been unbelievable, I'm sure you can imagine. And of course the risk assessment stuff we have to do now, and to demonstrate that this is a thing that we can keep control of and do safely. But when they arrive, you just see what they can do and how excited they are about it. All that worry kind of just evaporates immediately, and they're just such brilliant young people that, and you're actually quite encouraged about the kind of the future because of the people you see around you. They are just brilliant.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. I think the answers have been fantastic. I think there's some real wisdom there in people that are still, you know, so young, but you guys have got a real solid perspective. I'm so glad you're here. It's been really nice to spend time chatting with you. We have got a few folks around the campfire, so I'm wondering if anybody here has any question for the Bamwell Scouts. Let me bring the mic over.
I'd like to ask you why you all want to travel further afield when there's so much to explore within Britain. It's a big, it's quite a big island, and there's lots of islands, especially off the northwest coast, with lots of adventure potential.
I think it's because if you can go, you can travel to other places now and have different experiences now, and then if you like, you can settle down in England, and then you can explore when you already have like a place where you are, you know, where you can know that there is somewhere in like Britain that you can stay and things like that.
Yeah, but when you think about Britain, when you live in Britain, you know all the cultures and all the food that there is to enjoy. But if you go abroad, you can see all these other wonderful things that people have made back before Jesus was born. And everything has stayed there way before his time. But yeah, it's just really fun to go see other countries and people and learn more about them than you would at school.
I think the other thing for us is that we probably don't really appreciate what there is out there. You know, you see lots of travel shows and you see these exotic places. Well, actually, there's some really wild and exciting places in the UK, but we just don't probably understand and know about what's there already. So part of what we do is try and take the scouts to places where they wouldn't normally go and experience new things they wouldn't normally do. And we will be doing more of that around the UK because there are some amazing spaces to go and see. Yeah, yeah.
Any other questions? Yeah, I knew Chris should have a question. You're going to have to come in a bit.
I want to talk about your parents. Okay. So, in terms of parents, what's the best traits parents can have for you to live your best life?
So, me and one of the other girls, Fionn, are siblings. So, we both have the same parents, obviously. And it's just the fact that they'll be there for you. They'll encourage you to do what you want to do. And, you know, they'll just, you know, they'll be there and they'll support you. So,
And like, it's always nice to have parents which let you go off and do what you like to do best, which is, for me, Scouts. I like doing Scouts. But then when I don't feel 100%, my mum and dad always persuade me to come, and I always had a I always have a good time. And I think that's what really matters.
Yeah, the like the level of like trust and understanding and the things that you want to do, even if, you know, they might not quite understand why you want to spend a weekend not showering and making fires and talking to people that you don't know about things that you enjoy. It's just the fact that they know that you like it. So it doesn't matter. They'll support you no matter what. And you have like always know that there are people there that you can go and talk to about anything.
It's also quite nice when they're laid back, so you can do what you want.
I think it's lucky with all of us with how much trust our parents give you. And I think we're very lucky.
With the parents, they let you give more time, as some other people said, to do what you want to do instead of letting them tell you what to do, like go clean your room or something like that. But
you still have to do that.
Yeah, I know.
But, I'm a dad, I know you still have to do that. I got your parents back on this one.
Yeah. So, yeah, they will give you a lot more freedom than you would normally do if you wouldn't be in Scouts, because they know that you have the knowledge to not do all of the silly things with, say, like the fire and all and knives and all of that.
That's really interesting. So you think that because you go to Scouts, your parents trust you more because they know that you've learned to be sensible with that stuff?
Yeah.
Nice. So I've got a question as well. Who inspires you? Like, who do you see in the public eye? John wants you to say John. You don't have to. No, you don't. But seriously, like, who do you look to that is kind of well known, that inspires you, that motivates you?
Well, I know it sounds to you, but like the leaders at Scouts, because they're also really understanding, and like they teach us all the skills that we need to know, and it's really helpful because if you ever want to learn things, that they're always there. And also like other people who go on like adventures, and they like document it online, so you can see like really what the world is like, because like the other people were saying how if you look online, the world can seem such an awful place, and then people who document it can show that really it's not everywhere is that bad, and there are people who are just willing to open their hearts and their homes to you when you need it.
Yeah, like Ella said, the leaders really inspire me. And my dad, he loves doing outdoor stuff. He's a really outdoor person, and he always tries to build fires and dens, and he's let me and my sister sleep outside in hammocks before, although it rained. And we came in at 4 o'clock, but that's fine. And yeah, it's great. And like John wants us to say, John is a very good leader.
All of the leaders, and a lot of people will know him, Bear Grylls, because he has all of these brilliant documentaries about how he did in the army, because he was part of the military force before he went out and started doing all these things for other people to learn all about knife safety and trying to know what the best thing is and the best strategic material to learn about what is going on around you. And I just find it really inspiring.
I think for me, my friends and my parents and my siblings, they all inspire me. Just things they've done. I don't know. It just inspires me.
Nice. I think we've got Nikki with a question here.
I came a bit late, so I'm only catching up, but unbelievably, you guys are so self-confident and it just comes across. And when I was a kid, I was told that I had to be more self-confident, and I wish I was like you guys. Can tell I've got an Australian accent. Do you guys want to go to Australia?
Yeah,
it does sound cool. I don't know why I left, but it's that thing of you never appreciate the place that you're at. But I've been doing lots of adventures around here, and it was meeting kids your age who told me certain words about myself that I realized it took a long time to work out that they were actually my superpowers. So I'm just going to ask you, what superpower do you think you have? So I'll give you a little example. The superpowers that the kids told me was that I'm ambitious, I'm brave, I'm committed, determined, persistent, resilient, proud, happy, and love. What superpower do you think you have?
I think I'm quite a confident person, and yeah, I think I'm quite confident, and I'll do stuff for other people.
My dad always says I'm confident and that I'm resilient and never give up, and if I want to do something, I'll get it done. And my friends always tell me I'm kind, but I don't know if that's true. Thank you. Most of that comes from my friends and family cheering me on and helping me through the tough times. So, thank you.
I think it's probably that I try and be quite understanding of people. And kind of a couple of weeks ago, one of my friends, she really hurt her leg. She hit it on a rock and it cut straight through to her bone. She had to have 7 stitches inside and 7 stitches outside of her leg, and I was there when it happened, and just like staying with her and just making sure that she was okay, because obviously it was bleeding a lot and there was no adults around, and just like staying with her, just yeah, things like that, making sure that people are okay and knowing that they don't always need like a lot of attention, they just sometimes just need somebody to like sit with them or just tell them that everything's going to be okay and talk to them.
For me, I think I'm just quite determined and do what I want to do and like aspire, do stuff.
I think I'm a very happy person, and I think I'm quite confident. I don't know, but yeah.
I think that I am pretty confident. A lot of people say that about me, and I'm also kind to other people when they really need it. But yeah, with the confidence, it's just roaming about and trying to know what's out there, to so you're being confident to learn about all these new things that you are going to learn all in the wilderness.
Love it. Nikki, by the way, has written a book called The Girl Who Loves to Run. And so once upon a time, she decided she was going to run lots of marathons in a row, 50, I think. And well, 50. And then her friends and people around her told her she couldn't do it. So she did 7 in 7 days instead, because she listened to what they said. And she felt she couldn't do 50 because they told her. And in the end, she thought they were wrong. And she ran 63 marathons in 63 days. Yeah. So she's pretty cool, pretty inspiring. So check out her book. But I think you guys have just been amazing. I don't mean any disrespect to any of my former guests, some of whom are sat around this campfire, but you have been by far and away my favourite guests on this podcast.
Thank you very much.
I think your confidence is awesome, and just best of luck. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.